Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. We're so happy that you're with us here today. And joining me, Dr. Alice Benton and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, guys.
Hey, it's great to be with you two today.
Always good to be with you two. And, you know, we love the female perspective, but not just the female perspective, the informed female perspective. And you guys, you have wisdom from your own experiences and you have tremendous training, not in Sigmund Freud, but you've got Bible training, and that's what we love. And I've never known a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or a counselor who was a Christian who thought, you know, if I could just learn more about the field of psychology. I see all of them wanting more and more biblical foundation. Don't you see that? I mean, it's just like we can't get enough of what God says that relates to our particular problems. But that doesn't negate the fact that every year some new specialty comes out where we gain greater insight in what's keeping people stuck or what's keeping people from being all that they can be.
Well, and it's so true. And it's funny, Steve, you just made a really very creative comment. We have Sherry Zink in as one of our listeners today. We're waving to her. She's listening, and she's an interior designer. And can you tell everybody what you said? I don't want to take your thunder, but when you asked her what she did, she's like, oh, I redesigned people's houses. And and what did you say? Because it was powerful.
Well, she said she was an interior designer and loved to redesign the interiors of people's homes. And I said, well, that's kind of what we're doing here. We try to redesign the interior of a person's life and transform it based on God's truth, you know. And I really believe that that is our call as a ministry. And what's so great is to do a good job as an interior designer, you've got to have a lot of personal taste and training and stuff. But to redesign your interior, there's only one thing that's required, and it's to change the way that you think. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by simply changing the way that you think. That's what the Bible tells us. And so often, this other scripture says, thinking themselves wise, they became as fools. Hey, story of my life. But every time I come back to the truth of Scripture, there's that wisdom that it never, ever changes. Somebody said the other day, you know, the standards of millennium people that age, they're so different. And I say, yeah, but the truth that's been around for millennia, that has not changed. That standard has never changed. And we don't ever want to ever negate the power of God's truth.
Well, and you know what? A lot of time, and I know this from my own personal life, a lot of times I just want to put lipstick on that pig. Can you imagine if an interior designer came into your home and just like, you know, put paint over the old paint? You know what's a part of that? They've got to do demolition. And you've got to figure out what are the lies you believe. What is it that's driving you? You have to deconstruct that sometimes in order to replace it with truth. Because until we really listen to what that grime is, what's that thing that we need to change, what's driving our behavior, we don't even know what truth to replace it with.
No, that's right. We want to get the shag carpet out of your soul. That's what we're here for.
The lime green shag carpet, right?
We want to rip it up and replace it with royal velvet from the Prince of Peace. That's what we want to give you. All right. We're going to take a break and come back. Go to our phones. That's what we do around here. But if you need help right now, 1-800-NEWLIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Some very, very talented people want to help you with whatever it is.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And before I go to the phones, and I'm going to do that in 5 seconds, if you live in the greater Washington, D.C. area, we want to see you. May 18th and 19th is the Life Recovery Conference. It's our 30th anniversary also. On the 18th, Friday, from 7 to 9, we're going to do our 30th celebration, 30th anniversary. Chris Williams is going to be there, Dave Stoop, and it's going to be amazing. We're going to have a great time. Gifts for everybody, prizes, refreshments, cake, if I'm coming. And then the next day, on Saturday, our Life Recovery Conference, a half-day conference, going to be a great time to refresh, renew, or get started in recovery with that Life Recovery Bible. Let's go to the phones right now and talk to Chanel from Wichita Falls, Texas. Listens or watches on the NRB television network. Hi there. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
You know where Ranger, Texas is?
No.
Okay. Well, I know where Wichita Falls is, and all 200 people in Ranger probably are sad that you don't know where they live. But anyway, how could we help today? What's going on in your life? Okay, what's going on?
Well, my adopted mother had passed away after Thanksgiving of last year. And me and her did not have a great relationship. I believe that all through my years of growing up, she never showed me any affection. And then on top of that, she really lied about anything about my real mother. Mm-hmm. It was lies after lies until I got old enough. And when I got old enough, I told her I would never come back home. And I left. I never came back home to the day she died. And when I came home for closure, but I feel like I didn't get no closure because I still didn't get the truth from her or nobody in my family. I feel like they just covered up whatever, and I thought it was unfair for her just to die and not give me the truth.
Okay, and what do you know about your birth mother?
I know that she... I was 2, and she, disappeared from the hospital. There was no trace of her, and that's it. I don't know happened.
Yeah. She raised you until she was 2. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that this is going to help you, but I want to just challenge you in a certain way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that you can do about what your adoptive mother did or didn't do, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you stay bitter and resentful on what she did and didn't do, it doesn't cause her 1 ounce of pain, does it?
No.
Sure causes you a lot. Yes. And you keep her alive in your heart. And God says to us, well, you have to get rid of all bitterness and resentment, right?
Yes.
Even if your adoptive mother lies to you, deceives you, all those things. And you wish you knew more about your birth mother, but I want to tell you what I want you to know about your birth mother, okay?
Okay.
She saved your life. She is a hero. She obviously mm-hmm. wasn't very healthy, and she didn't do what so many unhealthy people do. She did not abort you before you ever even came into this world. She gave you a chance. She didn't abort you. And you know what else she didn't do? She didn't strap you into a car and drive off a bridge into a lake and kill herself and you. She saved your life. Mm. If I were you, I would put her name on a plaque somewhere and I would say, my hero. And I would look and I would honor the fact that she gave you life and she protected your life and she gave you a chance. And I believe if she was talking to you right now, she would say, I went through hell to bring you into this world and keep you alive. And I want you to stop living in the hell of resentment and bitterness over this imperfect woman who adopted you. And I want you to be free. That's what I think she might say to you.
I believe so, too.
Yeah. Because the path of bitterness...
Kind of hurting our, yeah, because it's hurting our marriage. Because I'm married in it.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I ever talk about.
Yeah. So your husband deserves more than a bitter, angry woman. You know, the Serenity mm-hmm. Prayer says, God, help me to see these things that I can do something about and do something about them. But also help me see those things that I can't do anything about. And quit trying to do something about them. And help me to figure out the difference between the two.
Yeah.
Well, I think you know you can't do anything about a dead mother.
No.
But you can kill the venom inside of you with forgiveness, with acceptance, and with a commitment to be the person that God has called you to be. Sherry, Alice, any thoughts here for her?
You know, Chanel, I guess my thought is I'm wondering how much you have cried around the tremendous loss that you've experienced since you came into the world.
A lot.
Okay.
I felt like my mom, my real mom, she like abandoned me and left me with these strange people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's strange people that had an agenda that wanted you to be somebody different. They felt shame. They felt shame over your situation. And instead of entrusting you with the truth and your story of what happened and let you sort that out. Let you have to figure out what you wanted to do with your story. They kept it from you. And so that much withholding of our history is a loss in itself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to cry over something that we don't know. It's kind of like a phantom limb, phantom history. How do I let go of something that I don't even know existed? I know that seems probably like a weird statement, but when...
No, because I have no pictures of her.
Yeah.
I don't know what... I don't know who I look like, and that's the
biggest
part of my life. Who did I look like?
Yep.
It's just, when I look in the mirror, it's like I try to figure out what she looked like.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
I thought that she was alive. I used to go and wait for her.
Yep,
and I used to just think that one day she'll walk through the door.
Yep. and all of a sudden be there for you to see. So let me tell you what I think is some work for you to do, my dear. Because whenever anger's coming out, right, anger and that bitterness, and it's like you've given your adoptive mom a lot of power. You've given her a lot of power. She still has a lot of power because she was the holder of the information. But I want you to get in to do some deep healing, some deep trauma work, to touch on some of your sadness around the loss. But I also want you to go out into the world, and I want you to own your power, take responsibility, and find out as much information in this day and age as you can about your past. Mm. It's going to be like putting a piece of a puzzle together, because if you do that, you're going to take the authority over the chaos that's happened to you, and you're going to start creating a picture of where you came from. And that will come with some feelings on both sides. But I'd love you to work with somebody, a good trauma therapist, on putting that together.
Okay, great advice. And why don't we send her, I'm going to send her Take Your Life Back. I think that could really, really help you to take your life back from the bitterness and the resentment, the pain here, because we really do want you to be free. All right. So glad you called. Let's go to Ann. She's been holding a while. Eclair, Wisconsin, watches on the NRB network. Thanks for holding on for a couple of hours there. How can we help today?
Thank you. I want to thank you so much for your ministry.
Sure.
And recently, I just had a bomb dropped in my life that I didn't see coming at all. My 16-year-old granddaughter is saying she's transgender, and she had a nervous breakdown over this. And what concerns me, the family is very liberal, and they live in a very liberal community. We do mm-hmm. not live in the same community.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't have any effect on the family.
Okay. What's the question for us then? How do you cope with it?
How do I cope with it? And yes. Okay. I have no idea what a Christian's attitude should be in this kind of a problem.
Okay. Let's ask Alice what her thoughts are when she's hearing a grandmother wanting to know, how do I cope with a turn in the life of a grandchild that's not expected?
And this news must be so shocking to you, and you might feel, of course, and you might feel powerless about it, incredibly confused about how to handle your own emotions around this. What was your relationship like with this granddaughter before you found out?
We lived in distant cities, but we had a nice relationship as far as we could with that distance between us.
And how often did you normally speak to her before?
Unfortunately, not very often.
Okay. I want to give you two things to consider about how you cope with this. One is you need to get with people in your life with whom you can just spill your guts. And you can talk about how shocked, how sad, how angry, how confused you feel about this. And I would probably do that with people outside of your family. Do you have a community, maybe with your church there, of women with whom you could speak about this?
No, I'm not able to do that. I am homebound.
Okay. There are a couple of options for people that are homebound like you are. And it would involve still getting connected with people, but it might be over the phone or it might be over the internet even. Would you be willing to consider getting connected with safe people by either one of those two ways?
Yes.
Okay, great. Because you're going to need relationship to help you heal from the shock and to help express your emotions so that you can still, as much as you're able, maintain relationship with your granddaughter. I actually want you to get to the place where you feel strong enough to start reaching out more regularly to this granddaughter. I can only imagine what she's going through. As you said, she not only announces that she's transgender, but she also had a breakdown. You have a special place in her life because you may be able to at least keep a loving influence with your granddaughter just by reaching out to her, asking her how she's doing, asking her how her every day is going. You can keep it that simple, but she's going to need good people that are willing to stay in connection with her. So to be able to be strong enough to do that, you need to express your emotions to other people in your life to then be able to keep relationship with her.
I understand that seems very reasonable and logical, but there's a great fear hanging over this whole situation because it seems that she's going to really want to try to transform herself, and this I find this very appalling.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, and that's
physically.
Yeah, it's very hard, but you want to be there with her through it. If she chooses that way. And I just think the more you can work through your feelings, the more you have the ability to be that benevolent figure in her life that loves her unconditionally. And maybe she would hear some truth. Because so often when a person takes a certain path, once it's taken, they find, wow, that wasn't the answer at all. I don't feel any different.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We've been talking offline here, and Sherry, you've got a comment you want to share with everybody, so do that, please.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've been on the show 9 years now. It's so weird to think 9 years have gone by. But when I look back at what's happening, and when I hear Anne and I hear about her granddaughter, it's like there's two complete generations that are colliding right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because for the last, 3 years, we were talking behind the scenes, 3 years or so, we've been getting calls on transgender. And I think about hearing the song that came up, I Want to Kiss a Girl and It Feels Good. Mm-hmm. And all the changes that are happening in this generation where now gender is not something you're born with. It's something you get to choose. It's a decision you make. And because of that, it's really scrambling this culture's sexual identity. And so I think what happens is their plight, their confusion as they're given this choice. We never used to talk about stuff like this. And no. It wasn't as prevalent because there wasn't a decision to be made. You were boy or girl or whatever. But things are so complex. And what happens is I think the issue of sexuality becomes our focus instead of the soul of that person. And the ability to look at them and to know that inside that transgender little girl who's thinking about 16-year-old young girl who's thinking about having a sex change is actually a very confused, hurting person. She just had a nervous breakdown. If we don't all go, oh, yeah, nervous breakdown, that makes sense, because it's so confusing out there right now. So I think it behooves us to not forget that she's hurting, it's leaking out through a nervous breakdown, and stay attached in the midst of the confusion. It's kind of like we have to hold onto this rope and go down into the dark and reach our hand out to that person and stay connected and just to ask them questions. What's going on? I heard that you are not well. I've heard that you're hurting. I just want you to know I love you.
Help me understand.
Help me understand what's going on. I love you. I care. I know I haven't been talking to you as much, but I want to talk more, right?
That's never easy to do.
It's never easy. I have a family member who came out gay probably 6-7 years ago now, and I've met her girlfriend, and you know, this is a sweet family member that I was there at her birth. And you know what, I have had a number of my those in my family not talk to her. Like, she's got some form of leprosy, and I've said, you know what, I'm not letting her go. So I still see her, I still talk to her. I've entered into conversations with her and her girlfriend. And I know some of you even right now may go, that feels wrong to me. But it's not. It's right. I've got to stay connected. Everybody else has moved away. Mm-hmm. I'm the only person of influence.
We want to be there. If there's any ray of hope that we could give, or any chance that they might reconsider what they're doing. And let's go to Lisa. Yes, did you want to say something?
Just real quick, Steve, because whether you're homebound or you're in an area where you can't connect with safe people easily, three quick ideas. One is, and to call your church and to ask for help. Let them know you can't get there. You need them to get to you. There's also something called telecounseling, and more therapists are willing to do Skype sessions or even just telephone sessions. And then there are online groups for support. So, and do not let your physical impairments keep you from safe relationships that will help you through this.
All right. I'm really glad that she called, and I am going to send this book, Take Your Life Back. I hope it'll help. Let's go to Lisa from Austin, Texas. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to New Life. Thank you for holding on for so long.
Yeah, thank you. How's everybody?
Good.
Good. Really good.
Good. Okay, I have a kind of a time-sensitive, weighty question. I'm one of four children, and when my grandmother passed away almost 2 years ago, my mother, she was suffering from dementia in the later years, and she changed her will and cut my older sister and I out of it, and we found out right before she died, and she's admitted it, but we only have 4 years to file in a probate court. And is that even right? Should we leave her to her own devices and, you know, maybe she'll come around? Or scriptures kind of, you know, some of it say don't move ancient boundaries or don't take believers to court. And I don't know, just a lot of confusion here.
Well, why would she take you out of her will?
Well, what she said was when I confronted her in the hospital room with my grandmother there, that and she couldn't talk at that point, but she said that since my older sister and I had done well in life and we had our own homes and families and the other two didn't have their own homes, that she wanted to see all of her children, you know, own their own home.
So that's not sounding like a decision she made based on mental illness or instability, right?
No,
Mm-hmm. No, well, it's controlling.
Sherry, Alice, what do you guys think?
So your heartache, this was your mom that cut you out or your grandmother cut you out?
Yes.
Mom.
And it's been a horrible 2 years.
It's been your mom, correct?
Yes, it's my mother.
So the heartache.
She's the only child.
Okay. The heartache is those that did well and that were responsible weren't rewarded. That's the heartache, right? Because your mom sounds like an enabler, a rescuer, a fixer. Instead of rewarding those of you that did well, and then also, you know, having some of those that struggled get a portion too, you were disqualified. It feels like your honor was disqualified.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Your mom is alive. Is she cognizant?
Oh, yeah.
Why not start with a conversation that looks like this? That looks like this. Mom, I hear why you made your decision. Can I just tell you, I am heartbroken that myself and my other sister, because you raised us well and we did well, we're being disqualified from the honor of being treated as an equal. It breaks my heart. And what I'm scared that because this is the decision you've made, it's going to separate us kids. You'll be gone, and I get it, but having a conversation with her about it rather than starting a war over it.
It's not possible, and that's why I'm calling. That's why we've let it go. We pray and thought, you know, maybe the Lord, she'll just, you know, deal with it, and she'll be so convicted that she'll do the right thing.
Okay,
but she is a master stonewaller, and she will not. Any issues that we've had a very dysfunctional family, long story, but that's not an option. It's not an option to have a rational conversation with her.
She's unwilling to hear you, and you've tried.
Totally unwilling.
Okay. Have you cried in front of her?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've cried in front of her and said, why? What in you, Mom, is hurting me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think now that she's scared. I think she's scared to file it because she's been 2 years and not paid the taxes that were, you know, she didn't want to be in a different tax bracket because my grandmother, of course, was 97 years old. And it's not a little deal we're talking about.
I would not only talk to her, I would hire a therapist to go in and do some interventions with her right now. I would hire somebody to help us have a conversation. I know you're telling us her heart is cold and her heart is immovable, but I would bring in a third party. If I was there with you right now, I would probably do it. I would spend probably 5 to 8 sessions.
And is the goal here that she would leave equal amount to each person? Is that what you're...
That's the way that it is. My mother's 50, okay, and us four girls each were 25%.
Well, that's just such a great way to do it. And I have you said to her, Mom, if you can leave equal amounts to all of us, we will be unified after you leave. But if you don't, it's going to split us apart. And is that really what you want?
Okay. And worst case scenario, and this doesn't cut, I know this is, can't take a lot of time, but if that's not possible, we only have so long in probate. I mean, what do you do? Is it wrong to do that? I mean, is that scripturally wrong?
Okay, so I'm gonna be really bold with you right now, Lisa. I know you're wanting a legal answer and a biblical answer, but let me tell you what you're missing. You're not hearing the interventions right now. I'm not even sure you're open to it. It's kind of like
only that she's not. You don't understand. I mean, I hear you. She's not.
I hear you. But have you tried a third party? Have you tried it?
No, I haven't tried a third party. No.
Yeah, like a trained therapist, someone like myself. I'm not letting you off the hook, right? And that's what I would do with your mom. I would do the same thing with your mom. Somebody who's skilled, like a surgeon, can go in and do some heart surgery here. Because we've got a generation of people that are going to split if she doesn't change her mind. I think that's worth having several sessions over.
Right. And I think we've lived that way, so split for so long with so many things.
I hear you. And here's the other thing.
Here's the other thing. I do not think it's right to sue her. If she dies, I don't know that it's wrong to go to court and try to have a fair disbursement of the estate. But suing your mother while she's alive, I think, you know, the Bible's pretty clear on that. And it's a mistake. And it's a mistake I made one time. I just said, oh, it's the worst thing I did. I hated that. So don't do that. I mean, that's my opinion on that. But the other thing is...
So don't file the original will.
Well, I don't know if it's wrong to file the original will.
We probably run out of time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's wrong to file the original will. I don't know that that's suing another person, just filing the original will. You'll have to get a legal opinion. But here's the thing. Whatever the final outcome is, you're going to have to let that go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can choose to forgive the other siblings for getting more than you or getting more than their fair share, and that's going to be the big challenge for you, is to try to let it all go as soon as possible, as soon as the final answer comes in. I don't think that it's wrong to see what happens by filing that original will. I don't think that's a problem, but I really believe you're going to have to take the focus off of the money at some point and get back to the relationship, no matter how rough this whole thing has become. And I'll tell you, I hate these situations over inheritances and monies and dispute. Just nobody wins. No matter how much money you end up with, nobody wins. I don't know that we've helped you a lot, but oh boy, I'm so sorry you're having to go through this. And just a challenge for anybody in a situation like this: don't leave the money to any of your children. Leave it to New Life. I really think that's the answer. I shouldn't joke about that, because that really is what a lot of people do, and it makes a big difference for us. All right. Oh, my goodness.
It's heartbreaking stuff.
It really is. Yeah, it is. Well, I'll send you Take Your Life Back, and I hope it'll provide some balance and help you in responding in the way God would have you respond, rather than reacting in the way that Satan would want you to respond. All right, let's go to Brendan, Scranton, Pennsylvania, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. How you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I currently in a struggle with my wife. We are about 6 months removed from initial disclosure of I was unfaithful.
Okay.
And the nature of the infidelity was homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, it came out came out as pornography, and then God kind of forced the way through, kind of forced me into facing the reality of disclosure. I went to Every Man's Battle in December.
Okay.
That was amazing.
So is she not able to forgive and come back as fast as you'd like for her to? Is that what's going on?
We're having difficulty with, I've been in and out of the house, mostly in the house, but the struggle has been mainly with her getting over the anger, the hurt, the obsession of the details.
Has she gone to Restore yet? Has she gone to our workshop for people like her?
She had shown interest for half of a day and then changed her mind.
Okay.
She reached out, thought she wanted to do it, and then decided against it.
And you're 6 months into this, is that right?
Yeah, about, actually more like 5 months.
5 months, okay. Yeah. Okay, the question for us would be what?
At this point, what I'm struggling with is she wants to feel fought for, and that's understandable, and I want to fight for her, but at the same time, she has, she's like, right now I'm kicked out of the house. I'm kind of living in the van right now. And you know, it's the right now I'm trying to figure out fight or space.
Mm-hmm.
And with her going through her hurt, because she's been dealing with it, and you know, not. I mean, we've attempted counseling, and then we didn't. It didn't work out well.
Okay.
When we come back,
I want to hear from Sherry, certainly first, from a woman's perspective on this. And 5 months after disclosure is not a very long time. I know it must seem like it, but it's not very long for a woman's dream, for, you know, the stuff she thought was there to be essentially just ripped apart. So very, very tough. So we'll try to give you some help right after this. You hang on. You're listening to New Life Live, and if you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You do not have to hit the bottom, hit the ground before picking yourself up. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE right now.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference in Washington, D.C. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Washington, D.C. May 18th and 19th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to liferecoverygroups.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. One of those tough situations, and full disclosure, 5 months ago, it involved homosexuality, unfaithfulness in that area. Sherry, what do you think? I mean, Brendan's, he doesn't know what to do. Do I fight or do I go away? What do I do?
Hey, Brendan. So, you know what? Thank you for being honest and for sharing. I want to give you a thought. So 2 weeks ago, I met a woman who read my book and came back to meet me the next day with sunglasses on because she'd been crying all night. She couldn't put it down. 6 months ago, she found out her husband has been having sex with men. Devastating. In fact, when she bought the book, she looked to the left and looked to the right to make sure nobody was looking before she picked it up and paid, because she didn't want anyone to know. There's so much shame around this for her. That's why she was thinking about going to Restore and then changed her mind. It's that she's got a lot of shame and she needs healing. So there's a chapter in here that says, in my book, that says how he can help her heal. And I contrast this idea of this medic, which is more like kind of a Navy SEAL that has somebody over his shoulder, and you're the one that actually put the grenade in the foxhole that blew up, right? But you're now helping her get whole again, or a mechanic, which is trying to fix it, trying to fix the problem. And so it's going to take some time for her to understand the path of healing, but I don't want you to lose heart. Because women, 88% of the women who did a survey I did, said they would stay if their husband stopped lying. That's going to be critical. She needs you to be in truth and to be in your recovery. But I think it's possible for her to turn it around, you guys to turn it around. So fight for her heart. That's what she's asking for.
All right. Now I'm going to send you this book, and I'm going to hope that you'll read it alongside of her. Because I think it could be transformational for both of you, and maybe that will open her up to going to the Restore Conference, because that's where so much bitterness, resentment is healed, it's resolved, and then there's restoration on the other side of that. And, of course, the book I'm talking about is Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal, a new book by Dr. Sherry Keffer, and I hope that that's going to be helpful to you. Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio here today. Larry, help us as we close out the program. We need help from a lot of people.
We do, Steve, and I can't help but I wanted to tell this story anyway, but it's really appropriate after that call because I wanted to tell the story of a man who called our call center just looking for some help. I don't think he knew what he wanted. He just knew he needed some help. And in talking with our person there at the call center, he said that his wife was gone, and he was feeling real sorrowful because he never took care of his sexual integrity issues. And a little probing found out when he said, "My wife is gone," she had died of cancer. And so I think it was Mark who talked to him, and Mark asked a really good question. I think it was Holy Spirit inspired. He said, "Well, what can you do now that would honor your wife in her memory?"
Wow.
And he said, "I could become a man of integrity." And so he signed up and went to Every Man's Battle.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was just there in Columbus this weekend, a couple weeks ago.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah. And
what can I do in her honor? And it's the same thing for Brendan. What can I do to honor what's happened and what I've done? Right.
And that's what giving to New Life makes happen. If that guy, if we weren't on the radio and that guy didn't know to call us, he would have been a lost soul not knowing where to turn.
Yep.
And who knows where he would have turned.
Totally.
So I just seek your support. Help us help Brendan. Help us help this man that called because his wife had passed away. Mm-hmm. I took the opportunity and I spoke with several call center staff last week and a myriad of stories. And two of them out of the seven or eight that I talked to had to do with people that were suicidal. One guy had a gun in his hand when he called,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that.
Yep.
So that our ministry helps from simple prayer requests, which can help change people's lives. Sometimes folks accept Christ when they call because they're searching. Sometimes they're just ordering a book, but sometimes they're wanting to know, what do I need to do?
Yeah.
And when you support New Life with your finances, you are opening up the windows and the doors of opportunities and possibilities for people's lives to be different forevermore. So mm-hmm. that's why we need your support. And if you can make a gift, we're coming up on month end. We want to close with a bang. We have this matching challenge going on right now. Make a gift, double it. It will make a huge difference in the lives of people. Mm-hmm. And
all right. Well, Larry, you do a great job of helping us manage our finances there. And, you know, our efforts to contain costs, they're just not enough. You have to help us, please, if you want us to stay on the air and do what we've been doing. We love you. We care about you. And we want to continue to do it through this radio program. So call us if you possibly can right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could go to newlife.com. If you do, I'll send you this great book from the Arterburn Wellness Series, Understanding and Loving a Person with Alcohol or Drug Addiction. There's so many people that are dependent on and addicted to prescription drugs, some alcoholics, some street drugs, but so much prescription drug addiction. You know somebody that needs this book.
Steve,
if it isn't you. Yes, sir.
That book is one of eight in that series, and those eight books are the thank you gift when you join Club New Life.
That's right.
So if you join Club New Life, $30 minimum per month, you'll get that book plus seven others. And yeah. they're all on the same topic, understanding and loving a person with. So I just want to encourage the Club New Life possibility just as well.
You got it. All right. So please join Club New Life, $30 a month for our 30th anniversary. We would love for you to be part of our New Life giving family. You know, a lot of people don't realize it, but you're not just saving a person's life. You're saving a person's life that creates more lives, and generations to come look back and say, something happened in the family tree. There was some kind of a branch that started in that family tree that's different than the rest. And it could be just because you gave and somebody went to a workshop, somebody went to a counselor, they heard about something on this program. That's what happens when you give. You're not just changing a life, you are changing many lives to come. And that's why we get up in the morning here and we can't wait to come and do this program and share with you the hope, the healing, and yes, the happiness that we've experienced because we've abandoned the way of the world and tried to put one foot in front of the next in honor of God and what He truly wants for our lives. You can make a difference in one person's life. As someone said, you can't change the whole world, but you can change the whole world of one person, and you can do it with a gift to New Life. Please do. We have some yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was just, you said a word that is my favorite word in life, I think, and that's hope. Mm-hmm. And it's ingrained in my head, this passage out of Lamentations. Jeremiah is desperately lamenting. And all of a sudden, his brain clicks, and he says, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of God never fails. His mercies are new every morning. great is thy faithfulness. It's that kind of hope that we want to extend to all of our listeners, mm-hmm. and that you folks here doing radio every day, mm-hmm. that's what happens. And so thank you for that.
It is. It is hope-giving. If you're in a blended family, go to Family Life Today and join us on the Family Life Today Blended and Blessed Conference. You can do it right in your home. My wife and I'll be doing that. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Alice. Thanks, Larry, for all that you do. For everybody that supports and prays for us, thank you. God bless you. See you next time right here.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.